Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey guys, welcome again so much to this show, because this show is about you. It's about you creating freedom, prosperity, and cash flow right now, not 30 or 40 years from now, but today, so you can actually live the life that you love, be able to work because you want to, not because you have to. And I know that you guys are hardworking people. You have a lot of, sometimes you have a lot of money, but you don't have the time, and you want that time back. You want that freedom, and that's what we're here to teach you today. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. Check out that great ebook on there called Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, if you want great tips on how to free up cash flow right now. So today, I've had so many ideas come up, especially as I've gone out speaking the last month or so. It's like the most I've been speaking, in fact, in months. And I've been to like 3 different cities in the last month or so. And man, like topics, you know, that I could see that are good for you keep popping up. And a lot of times it comes from questions from people just like you, whether they be entrepreneurs, whether it be dentists or chiropractors or whoever, right? All these people I've been meeting with over the last month, I get a great insight. And I get great insights from you guys. And in fact, you know, today's show is no exception. And so today I want to talk about, like, okay, you have money, but what are you doing with it? And there's a big principle I teach, and you've probably heard me teach this, especially in the earlier episodes, and I should probably refer to it more often, is this principle of stewardship. You know, we talk about there's scarcity with money. There's scarcity when you're a spender, of course, because it's easy come, easy go. You know, often when money comes in, it's right back out of your hands because you go in and you blow it, right? And that definitely is a life of bondage, you know, because you're constantly having to work more to be able to satisfy that spending. But also on the flip side, there's a saver mentality, which is also a scarcity mentality. Because it's a saver mentality, and I know a lot of you guys are this way. In fact, most of the clients I have, there's usually at least one saver, if not both, you know, of the couples are savers. But the saver usually, the problem is that you can never save enough. You can never pay off your debt fast enough. Nothing is ever enough. There's never, you know, even when you have a dollar amount goal, you realize when you hit that goal, it still doesn't feel like it's enough. Because you're always in the constant state of almost like hoarding. You know, there's this fear that you'll run out of money. You'll fear that you won't have enough, you know, for whatever purpose. And that's a hard thing for a saver to do too. But as a steward actually comes from the abundance perspective, because it takes the best of the spender and the saver and puts it into one. The steward realizes that money is temporary. Money is not the goal. Money is just a means to an end, but it's not the end. You know, people are ultimately the end, right? It's quality of life. It's freedom. You know, most time when people come to me and they say they want a certain amount of money, when I dig down to find out what that really means, for the most part, it's just because they think it's going to give them something. It's going to buy them something back, whether it be time, whether it be their family or whatever it might be. And in truth, there's no dollar amount that does that. And this is why the stewardship mentality is essential. Because as a steward, you look to take all your resources, not just your money, but your time, your energy, your talents, your every kind of resource you have, your body, your mind, spirit, everything. And you use it in a way that serves people and allows you to expand and grow. It allows you and others to expand and grow, really. It's about value. It's not about taking value, but it's about creating value. You're a creator, not a consumer. You know, you're looking to make everything better. You're looking to beautify and amplify and just increase everything that you have. And as humans, we are really spiritually meant to progress and increase. It's against our nature to say, here, let's, this is kind of like where the minimalist thing is. There's some good to the minimalist movement, just so you know, but there's a lot of times that people in a minimalist type of thinking, it's not a minimalist thinking, it's more of a scarcity, you know, how do I reduce everything to nothing kind of thinking, right? And you kill your spirit in the meantime. You know, we are meant to expand and grow and progress. That's the beauty of our human nature. You know, and that's really, I would say, our spiritual nature. Now, when it comes to money, like, okay, you've got money, but so what? What do you do with it? Well, the whole purpose of money as a steward is, like I said, to expand and grow, to make things better. So how do you do that? Okay, well, one, I mean, this could be simply expanding and growing into your gifts and talents, right? You know, I just gave a speech at a women's entrepreneur conference in L.A. You know, I talked about monetize your divine genius. You know, and I've had episodes where we've talked about this earlier too. But, you know, the whole thing with that is, like, how do we increase our ability to provide value for other people? Because the true way of getting money and wealth, the surest and simplest and most effective way, no matter what the economy does, is to create value for other people, to always find ways to be of value in a way that people will give you the very things you need no matter what happens and what crap hits the fan, right? No matter what's going on in the world, you'll always have your needs met and then some. You'll always have the things you desire because you help others get what they want. And as a steward, that is really our goal. And it's not just purely to make money. Our ultimate goal is happiness, real happiness. That's really the goal that we all have. That's, I mean, even when we think about our money goals, it's because we think whatever it gives us will essentially help us to be happy, right? We want our lives to be better. And to do that, we have to also help others' lives become better. And so one of the best places, I mean, you're looking to really get your money doing something is figuring out how we can do that to help serve others. Now, let me talk about something because there's ways to develop ourselves, right? This could be education. This could also be, you know, those of you that are in business, you have a great opportunity to develop your skills and everything that you have, the best of you in business. You know, hey, I invest some of my money into this podcast and my time and energy because I know that this is something that allows me to serve many people at once. You know, I actually started this, I started a first podcast, not even this podcast, but my original podcast, I'd actually started back in 2008. I mean, that's like the dinosaur era of podcasting, right? Like nobody even had hardly heard of podcasting at this point. You know, like there were some out there, but it was usually like something that was almost like more like radio shows, right? And so I started doing the podcast because I wanted something that I could leave behind to my family. I wanted to know that, hey, if anything were to happen to me, if I were to pass away or anything would happen, that at least my family and my clients had something to learn from, you know, that I was able to pass on a legacy, right? That's really why I started this in the first place. The reason it got bigger is because I realized I could really do a lot of good with this beyond just my clients or my own family. My circle really expanded beyond that to you guys as well. And I appreciate you guys making me a part of that journey and even sharing that with others, that you're increasing others' wealth just by doing that. And so that's kind of how it came to be. And so, yeah, I put time, energy, and some money into this podcast because I know that it can actually create a lot of good. And, you know, and let me tell you something, too. I mean, this is, I think, an essential principle because I know with a podcast episode I have coming up, this needs to be said. sometimes with people, you know, and I know this, you know, with people that I attract, I tend to attract very genuine, good people. Just like you guys, like that's what I love about this is that, you know, when you guys do reach out to me, it's like I'm familiar with you. It's like I know you, and it's almost like you know me. It's kind of cool, right? Even if I don't know you, I don't know your name, your face, or something like that. That's the kind of thing. Was we tend to attract each other, and I know sometimes, and this is not who I am, but sometimes when I get people that are about serving and giving value, sometimes it's always at the exclusion of themselves. Now, this is a part of the scarcity paradigm, because in a scarcity world, you believe that it's either or. Instead of using the word and, like how can I, you know, have my cake and eat it too, it's either how do I have my cake or how do I eat it, right? And sometimes people do this with money too, and sometimes people that have really big hearts, really good hearts and good intentions, but they don't know what they're doing exactly because there's this subconscious thinking about money that they got to give it away. Like, they almost, sometimes it's conscious, by the way. Sometimes they just consciously give it away. Other times it's subconscious. And they wonder why they have a hard time holding on to money. Now, they'll have no problem serving other people, even giving away money to other people. In fact, if they ever get a surplus of money, the first thing they almost want to do is give it away. You know, give an example. I was in this women's conference, and it was interesting because they had this exercise where, you know, everybody was given a dollar bill, and you partnered up, and they said, all right, okay, everybody hold the dollar in your hand face up, you know, so your hand, your palms face up with the dollar bill on top. And they said, all right, when we say so, grab the other dollar bill. Go. And I remember it was interesting because I knew the game, so I kind of hesitated. I paused just to observe what my partner would do. And she kind of wasn't sure. And, you know, and I think her initial reaction was, my initial reaction was, okay, do I pull it away? Because if she's going to try to take it, like, I know what this game is, but, you know, what do we do here? You know, so we kind of had this weird little interaction between each other. And then when she hesitated long enough, and I could tell that she wasn't sure what to do, I took it. I was like, all right, I'll take the dollar. And it's interesting because I even noticed the way I took it. It wasn't like I went smack, like I smacked her hand away. I just kind of went and just very, very gently just took it. I didn't even have to move fast, you know. I just took it nice and easy. And she's like, oh, all right, it's gone. And then, of course, I gave the dollar bill back after the exercise was over. Like, here you go, you know, because, you know, it's kind of funny because as I pondered on my own thing, it's like, okay, one, I hesitated. Why did I hesitate? What was I nervous about? And I've noticed that in my own life. Sometimes I do hesitate with money and in a sense of asking for value or asking for compensation. You know, I really don't have a problem getting paid. That's not an issue. But, you know, I'm not the type of person just to be like, go after it hardcore, right? I'm not the person to go out and hustle. But it was interesting to watch her that she just kind of froze. And I was like, oh, that's interesting too. And I think what happens is sometimes we get people that are just got their palms out, they got the money and they're not sure what to do with it. And so it just opens up for people just to take it, or just, they would just want to give it away. They don't know what to do with it. It's almost scary to have more money because it's more stewardship. It's more responsibility because you cannot have freedom without responsibility. And so they, as a result, they just give money away. Now, I will tell you, it is good to give, but this is what's key. There's a difference between, you know, giving away stewardship versus giving to those in need, right? You know, so I think about, you know, when I donate, you know, I donate money to different causes and whatnot. You know, I love donating money. I think it's a great thing. It's one of the best ways to express faith in abundance is when you can give. Whether you tithe to an organization, like if you give tithing to your church or you tithe to a charity or whatever it might be, you know, that is in my opinion, one of the ultimate physical expressions of faith to prove abundance. And in fact, more abundance comes in your life because you're willing to do that. But there's a difference between doing that versus just giving money away. And there are people that just throw money at people. And I'm telling you, like the best charities, you know, don't do well with, they're not just about the money. They actually need more time and labor. They need more assistance in helping what they do in their charities than just giving money. Money only amplifies what they do. And most charities really stink at that. And so you got to understand, like when you have money, you got to be willing to use it. You got to be willing to take ownership of it and have responsibility so that you can have that freedom. Because there can be no financial freedom without responsibility. So when you do have money and you're looking at giving away, be careful. You know, watch what happens when you have money. For some of you, if you want to get rid of money quickly, I would recommend holding on to it. I'd recommend throwing in the savings account, just even a simple savings account, just throwing it in there and let it sit for months just to train yourself. And I've had clients do this where sometimes they either, one, they just try to give it away to people, or two, they just blow it, you know, with investing and things like that, or they too quickly put it back in their business without thinking. I was like, great, the best thing you can do is just hold on to it for months. Let it like eat at you a little bit until the point you actually get comfortable having that money in your possession. And then you can figure out what to do with it at that point. And so if you have that problem where you want to get rid of your money quickly, hold on to it. Find a way to just hold on. You don't have to. I will promise you, whether you're trying to invest it or use it in your business or whatever, I promise you that 3 months will not make or break you. you will still be able to have an amazing investment or business in those 3 months. But the lesson that it'll teach you, the lesson that it'll give you and allow you to truly know how to hold and manage that stewardship, that money that you have, that lesson's invaluable. So guys, like that's really what I kind of want to impress upon your minds today, is that you start getting money, whether it be a little amount or a large amount. So what? What are you going to do with it? How will you make your life better? And more importantly, how do you make other lives better by having it? Because in the end, money is just stewardship. We can't take it with us. It doesn't go with us to any place beyond, you know, what we have. There are no riches. Money is left behind to whomever's there. And you might say you're leaving behind a legacy, and that's partly true. But the truth is that the money itself does not leave a legacy. It's what kind of life do you live? What kind of imprint do you leave in people's hearts and their minds and in their lives that allows their lives to be better because you were a part of it? That's truly what you want to be doing. And so, you know what? Some of the scariest things to do is figure out, what would I do with more money? And by the way, until you have that answer, you probably won't get more. Because if you have no clue what to do with the money you have currently, you won't have the ability to create more and know what to do with more. In fact, you will subconsciously sabotage yourself to ensure that you will not have more money. And so the best thing you can do is figure out, what can I do? What can I do with my money that allows me to grow personally, that allows me to be a better value creator in the world, and allows me to serve others all at the same time? And that's part of the divine fingerprint that you have to leave. That imprint you can leave is different for everybody. But that's what's so awesome. In fact, I love it when clients actually say, all right, what do I do with this now? Like, in fact, some of their biggest questions is, all right, I've got money. Now what? What do I do with that? I don't want to lose it. You know, which again, that can create scarcity when you're afraid of losing it. You know, they're afraid of blowing it, you know, or they're afraid of just not doing, being wise with it. And that's the thing. You can truly be wise. You can truly be an awesome steward of your resources to where they keep expanding and growing. And by the way, you know, whether you believe in God or not, you know, I believe that God, or you call it the universe, you know, because it's all natural laws. God works by natural laws too. But things work out in your favor to where you have more when you know how to use it. Just like the parable of the talents in the Bible with the two servants that actually took the money they were given and expanded it, they were given more. And I promise that will be the same for you too. So guys, I hope you become wonderful stewards. I hope you keep working on that. And know, hey, money is not just meant to be thrown at people. It's not meant to just be thrown away. It's meant to increase and bless people's lives. That's the true thing, to ultimately create happiness for all of us. So guys, I hope you make it a wonderful, prosperous, and a beautifully happy week. And we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.